Tired of spending all evening looking for something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky without a dish, where all your shows from all your apps and channels are in one place. Stream unmissable Sky exclusives like True Detective and The Regime starring Kate Winslet, and Netflix shows like The Gentlemen, all in one simple bill for just €25 a month for 12 months. Search Sky Stream today. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Requires broadband. The regime available 8th of April. Further terms apply.
Listen and follow the Left Wing Rugby podcast with me, Will Slattery, and Luke Fitzgerald.
So he goes back a better player from this experience, and he'll have a few extra quid in his pocket, so, and possibly a medal in his pocket. It's a great move for him. It's good for Leinster in some ways, but in other ways, and I think I'm more leaning this way, I don't like it for Leinster either. I think the homegrown talent that they have, I really feel like they might curtail some of these things.
Every week on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like the Indo Daily, you can follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a flag, today's episode contains strong language and references to sexual assault. Today on the Indo Daily, from Bugattis to behind prison bars.
Welcome to a new episode of The Clamp Show.
This is the story of Andrew Tate, the self-proclaimed king of toxic masculinity.
So I think my sister is her husband's property, yes. When a bride is walking down the aisle to marry the groom, the father walks next to her and gives her away, true or false.
But now Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan are in custody in Romania on charges of human trafficking.
Tate and his brother Tristan, along with two others, were arrested at their villa in Bucharest, the capital of Romania, accused of human trafficking, rape, and being part of an organized criminal group. According to Romanian prosecutors, the Tate brothers and two Romanian citizens lured women to the country, then committed acts of physical violence and mental coercion against them, and forced them to perform pornography.
The former kickboxer's beliefs include women being the property of men, traditional education is a scam, and how rape victims should take some responsibility for being attacked.
I was convincing yet another person to not go to university. But I often say the biggest mistake people make in their lives is traditional education. It's a waste of time, it's a scam.
I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by features writer Tanya Sweeney to look at the controversial life and growing popularity of Andrew Tate and how this is becoming a problem in Ireland. Tanya, can you take us back to December 2022? Andrew Tate and his brother were arrested. Can you tell me why?
That's right. So Andrew and his brother Tristan and two unidentified women have been charged with human trafficking and forming an organised crime group. And one of them is also charged with rape. That person is unidentified because of the Romanian law. The run-up to this arrest was a really curious kind of situation. I mean, Tate had been baiting climate change activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter, you know, detailing his many cars and their various emissions and all the rest. And he said, if you like, you know, send me an email address and I'll detail them even more for you, you know, a complete goading. And Thunberg wrote back, I mean, I think a tweet that's become the most liked of all time. She basically wrote something like, yes, please do enlighten me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. And I mean, Twitter went berserk, as you might imagine. Tate, for his part, decided on his own riposte and decided to create quite a comical video in the end, you know, of him smoking away and wearing his Hugh Hefner kind of smoking jacket and all the rest of it.
I'm not actually mad at Greta. Please bring me pizza and make sure that these boxes are not recycled. Thank you. So I'm not actually mad at Greta, right? Because she doesn't realize she's been programmed. She doesn't realize she's a slave of the Matrix. She thinks she's doing good. Someone has sat her down and convinced her to try and convince you to beg your government to tax you into poverty to stop the sun from being hot.
There was a situation where he had some pizza boxes, which allegedly tipped off the authorities to his location. Now, this is an internet rumor. I mean, the pizza box is thought not to be relevant and has been intimated by the Romanian authorities. But I mean, the whole thing was just a soap opera waiting to happen. And I think what happened was it led a lot of people to go, who's this guy? Who's Andrew Tate? Why are we hearing so much about him all of a sudden? You know, mainstream media were kind of straining to catch up a little bit on who he was. But the fact is, you know, that younger men have known who he is for quite a long time now, and especially online users in the TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat realms.
And it is as well that one of the reasons why we're talking about it today, we've seen Simon Harris this week coming out and saying he's really worried about the impact that this personality, Andrew Tate, is having on teenage boys. So it has actually generated this discussion, which I think we'll get into a little bit more later on. Sure. But he is still in custody now, isn't he?
Tate and his brother Tristan, along with two others, were arrested at their villa in Bucharest, the capital of Romania, accused of human trafficking, rape, and being part of an organized criminal group. According to Romanian prosecutors, the Tate brothers and two Romanian citizens lured women to the country, then committed acts of physical violence and mental coercion against them, and forced them to perform pornography.
He's still in custody. I mean, he did end up in court, back in court after. I mean, he was detained for 30 days, and there had been an attempt to arrest him in April 22. The brothers' mansion was raided following a tip off from the U.S. embassy that there was a 21-year-old American woman held there against her will. Now, they were taken in for questioning and released after they, you know, denied any wrongdoing. This time round, however, they are in custody. They went into court earlier this week, and they are back in custody again. And assets belonging to Andrew Tate have reportedly been seized by the Romanian authorities.
So as you said, a lot of what is happening now is that people are asking, who is Andrew Tate, which I think we'll go into now. He was born in America, but he was raised in the UK. Can you tell me what we know about his background?
Yeah, so he was born in Washington and raised in Luton. His father is an international chess master, and he actually did learn how to play chess as a young lad and was actually fairly successful at it. But he moved into kickboxing in 2005 and really, really made a name for himself there. You know, he was a world champion. In 2008, he was ranked seventh best light heavyweight kickboxer in Britain. You know, I mean, these are all, you know, that's all fairly impressive, you know. And I think he began to really sort of trade on this reputation of hypermasculinity a little bit, you know. After a while, he started up Hustlers University.
Hustlers University.
Hustlers University.
Hustlers University.
Want to learn about Hustlers University? There's a bunch of rooms to go into, and those rooms have millionaire professors.
Who are taught by millionaires.
That answer your questions.
They give you everything on a silver platter.
It may be impossible to not make money if you follow what they say.
But it's basically a platform where users pay about 43 euro a month to receive, you know, information on how to make money and how to protect your women. And I mean Tate uses all this sort of gateway language about protecting women and making a name for yourself and how to be successful and how to be rich. And the optics around him are, they all play into this. I mean, he's seen around all these supercars, and he gets photographed in private jets smoking, you know, Cuban cigars. And you know, these are all very, very potent images if you're a young guy trying to figure out your place in the world. Anyway, I mean, Hustlers University, it has closed down as of now, but it had about 127,000, in inverted commas, pupils at the height of its operation.
Which is an awful lot. And if that's part of the way he was making money, how he also came to prominence when he appeared on Big Brother. Can you tell me about his short-lived experience on the programme?
well, it was very short-lived for you know, a very specific reason. He was on in 2016 on the Channel 5 iteration of the show.
Big Brother, we have a problem. And the problem is that the others aren't even unified in the task anymore.
Do you like a challenge, Andrew?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. I mean, what's my reward if Laura ends up for nomination?
If you and Ryan successfully complete your mission, you will both obtain full housemate status.
Listen, Ryan is no use to me. Ryan broke down today and started crying.
he was a sort of a divisive figure within the house, but then videos started emerging and historic tweets started emerging while he was there. And I mean, the Big Brother producers had no choice but to remove him because, you know, this stuff was fairly inflammatory. I mean, there was footage of him seemingly hitting a woman with a belt. And so, you know, he was swiftly ejected from the Big Brother house for that.
And that was only the beginning of what we would see as the problematic videos that are associated now with Andrew Tate. But there are other ways other than the Hustlers University that you mentioned just previously. How else has he been making his money? Because it is huge. I mean, that is part of the Andrew Tate image, isn't it? That it is this wealth. It's all the cars. It's the cigarettes. It's the houses. But how else is he making money?
At the same time, these are all optics. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a lot of people may look at the private jet and all that and understand that this is all a little bit kind of make-believe, you know. He would say himself he's a trillionaire. I don't know how many zeros are involved in that. But, you know, he is involved allegedly in a camgirl enterprise, you know, where he, you know, women basically have sex or perform sexual acts on webcams for money. So, again, this is all likely to come out now in the coming weeks, that the finer, more granular details, I should say, of how Tate exactly makes his money.
First night that I worked for him, Andrew bought me like 5 bottles of wine. So I got completely drunk because I'd never done webcam work. So I was very, very nervous. Then that night, we were just sitting on the bed and Andrew punched me in my arm. I went to the bathroom and cried. It really, really hurt to have someone just hit me in the arm for no reason. I was very confused. Sorry. Sorry, I don't want to cry.
Right now, it's slightly kind of cloudy. And I mean, no one really knows what his full net worth is. I mean, he will tell you it's humongous, but I mean, who knows, really?
And he isn't shy about talking about that particular side of his business. I've seen videos of him explaining exactly the light bulb moment that he had when he thought about seeing these beautiful women. And he thought there has to be a way to monetize this, which in itself is problematic. But a huge part of Andrew Tate is the media and the social media presence that he has on all these platforms. I mean, for a long time, he has been banned on them, but he's still there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he says some fairly, you know, crazy stuff that would basically get you kicked off various platforms.
So I think my sister is her husband's property, yes. When a bride is walking down the aisle to marry the groom, the father walks next to her and gives her away, true or false?
I mean, the reason he's been able to kind of fly so far below the radar is because he's on platforms like TikTok and Snapchat. And, you know, parents, educators, the mainstream media have an idea what they are. They're not really sure what's going on within those online worlds or online realms. And, you know, like I spoke to Alex Cooney from Cyber Safety Kids earlier this week, you know, and she just said, you know, the chasm between, you know, what parents think they know about online behavior and online activity and the reality is fairly vast.
So then tell me about the actual interest in him there, because it has to be the content and what he is saying himself. Who is he most resonating with?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to a teacher who we'll call Catherine, and she works in a Galway co-ed school. Spoke to her for a piece that's running later this week. And she said that, you know, second and third year students, you know, and I suppose the thing that's it's probably fair to say that the vast majority of male pupils in schools will find him a bit of a laughing stock, but there is a significant cohort that do take what he says as being very sort of as real as the gospel, as something worth hanging on to. And what Catherine told me is that, you know, they'll be having conversations about feminism or about, you know, International Women's Day. And the young boys will go, why do women get a day? You know, and they really can't get their head around feminism or, you know, why feminism might be needed. You know, all they see in these conversations, and this is partly to do with the Tate rhetoric, is they're just seeing a seeding of their own privilege, really, and the fact that their own privilege is being taken away. So, you know, it's slightly problematic. And the teachers that I spoke to basically said, yeah, I can't get any respect out of these kids. They sit in a certain way and, you know, they completely dismiss me. They don't even talk to their female classmates. And, you know, I've seen in the last week a couple of, you know, teachers, both here and in the UK, talking out about how, you know, Tate's rhetoric has real world consequences, you know, especially in an educational setting.
Can we talk about some of his beliefs? I mean, you spoke about the feminism, but there's also some serious questions around what he believes around rape, around disability. I mean, one of the quotes that I saw was, if my woman replies to another man on Instagram, she's out the fucking door. Mm. I mean, it's just, it's the anger in it as much as anything, I think, is quite frightening.
So a woman can't go around people and pretend it's the same as a man running around f***ing people. It's absolutely not the same. A man can only cheat if he loves someone else. If I have a woman who I truly love and I go out and f*** and I come back to her and I don't care about her and I only love my girl, that's not cheating. That's exercise. If she even talks to a dude, it's cheating because females are emotionally invested.
Yeah, I mean, the other quotes that I've seen, you know, I would not see my infidelity nearly 1% as disgusting as female infidelity. I mean, try and explain that one to me. And he's also been quoted as saying, I always park in disabled spaces. I'm not a bad person. I'm a quick person. So, you know, I do find, and, you know, he does say some absolutely very controversial things about rape. He thinks that rape victims must bear responsibility for their attacks. And he says that he only dates women who are in their late teens so that he can make an imprint on them.
That one in particular makes my stomach churn.
I feel queasy even just saying it. Yeah. I mean, it's chilling in the extreme, you know. And, you know, I think, you know, what happens is young kids, he will say, I'm sure Andrew Tate would say, this is all done in jest. This is all part of the persona. Let's not take it too seriously. However, if you're a 13-year-old boy, you do not have the skills to figure out that nuance. You're not going to know what is real and what is false. And you're just going to take all of it at face value, really.
Tanya, do we know why men are so attracted to this kind of rhetoric and the ideas that Andrew Tate is putting out there?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Debbie Ging, who's an associate professor of digital media and gender at DCU, who's had a research interest in toxic masculinity in the manosphere for a long time, you know. And I mean, she will talk about a number of factors, you know. Men are finding their gender identity in flux, and they're going to gravitate towards this hyper masculine posturing, you know. And there's been this sort of anti-feminist backlash that's been there as well since Me Too. You know, there's this idea growing in certain spheres that women have too much power now and men are being vilified. And, you know, there's also this thinking that, you know, feminism, you know, as it was kind of making strides in the 90s was a great thing. It's done its job. And now we can all just go back to being kind of stereotypically feminine and masculine. And, you know, I mean, Debbie also mentioned that, you know, neoliberalism, capitalism has, you know, destroyed workers' unions and eroded the social safety net. And that's fine, you know, but the traditional markers of masculinity, which would be, you know, property ownership, a great career, success, marriage, they're no longer readily available. And I think a lot of men, young boys, might feel a sense of aggrieved entitlement about that.
He's presenting himself as this sort of maverick, this, you know, this anti-hero, which is very appealing. He's showing them a way to sort of regain power and control, and it's predominantly over women.
Do you think some of the issue is that a lot of this is happening behind screens? It's happening privately. So like you said, parents don't know, maybe girlfriends don't know, what boyfriends are watching. Is that part of the issue here and how Andrew Tate has been allowed to thrive?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of parents will say, I've put parental controls onto my kid's phone. I know what they're doing on Snapchat. You really don't, you know, I mean, and I think the sooner that parents acknowledge this, the better. You know, I mean, most parents that I know of kids that age will swear up and down the street that they see exactly what their kids are looking at online. However, what happens when they go to someone else? I mean, the bad stuff always happens in someone else's house. You know, if you've got a group of five boys together, I mean, let's not sit around and believe that they're going to be sitting there looking at Harry Potter memes or whatever, you know. I mean, boys are curious, rightly so. I mean, that's entirely their right, you know, and they have the technology to sate that curiosity. But the onus is on parents to really kind of not get complacent about this stuff. And just because you have a couple of features on a phone does not mean you're out of the woods here.
Is the algorithm on TikTok and YouTube part of the problem as well? I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't know who Andrew Tate was last year. And then he started coming up on my YouTube feed. And I watched a video because I wanted to know what was going on. And then it got to the stage where I was being shown it constantly. Now, I've corrected that now because I was trying to tell the algorithm, no, I'm really not interested in this. But if you have show a little bit of interest in what Andrew Tate has to say, or you might even agree with what he is saying, that's a huge problem. You're going to be served his content a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the experts online will say that there has been a blatant attempt to manipulate the algorithm and to artificially boost his content. And what that means, I suppose, for young lads is that if they just see it as the center of their content feed at all times. And then it does bring on an entirely new emphasis.
So is Tate an outlier, or do you think there are more like that out there?
I mean, in writing the piece that I have written for this weekend's newspaper, a number of other names did come up, you know, among educators, parents, and experts who deal in this realm. And I mean, you'll remember Julian Blanc, who was a pickup artist, who was denied an Irish visa to appear here on his world tour. There's Roosh V, you know, who would also, he's a blogger, who also would say he's a pickup artist, by which I mean, you know, they offer men tips and tricks on how to land women, psychological tips and tricks. And again, their content isn't necessarily all that healthy or all that progressive. You know, it can be very retrograde, you know, back to that whole kind of, you know, women should know their place kind of way, you know. And I mean, unfortunately, there are, you know, young boys who, for whom they, you know, that will just appeal hugely. They're without purpose, they're out, without direction, and they hear this sort of stuff and it just, it rings a bell and it just strikes a note with them.
Is there a worry that this could continue to grow? Or do you think now that we're talking about it, that the media are talking about it, we're having a podcast, you know, that there is discussions happening? Like I mentioned, politicians are talking about it now. Is this going to help in terms of just getting awareness out there that this content is available and available to children?
Well, look, I think it's great because it means that parents and educators are finally, you know, possibly on the same page, and we'll be making more concerted efforts to address this with young boys. However, I do think in terms of the idea of toxic masculinity or fragile masculinity, I mean, that's going absolutely nowhere. I mean, that is a confluence of some humongous technological, cultural, economic factors that we're just not going to break down anytime soon, you know, and it's probably only going to get worse. And the far right has sort of co-opted the you know, the misogynistic rhetoric for its own kind of gains, and it's being remarkably successful in that. So unfortunately, I just think, you know, this is possibly the beginning, unfortunately.
My thanks to Tanya Sweeney for joining me today. I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today's episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Garrett Mulhall, researched by JJ Clark, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Clips from ABC News, Talk TV, Channel 5, Hustlers University, Andrew Tate Social Media, Sky News, News Nation, and Independent.ie. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, make sure to like, follow, and leave us a review. If you've been affected by anything in this podcast, you can find help at independent.ie/helplines.